Tunes with Dr. Kirsten Zemke.
Kia ora, Kirsten. How are you today?
I'm okay. I'm alive. Woo!
Yeah. Yay! I mean, that is the first step, isn't it, really? We've picked some very sort of rousing songs today, I guess, by the nature of them all being hand-clapping tracks.
Yeah, I wanted to talk about hand clap because I've done, I don't know, those of you who are regular listeners, we've done whistling, you know, like just these kind of body percussion, the body things that we do that have sort of added flavors to songs. And there's certain songs that have them that have been memorable. And so, you know, clapping, interesting, most musicians would have learned music by clapping.
Yeah.
You know, you're clapping on the one, the two, the three, four. It's such a core part of music, you know, from the fundamental learning about it. And you know, of course, a lot of people will clap as part of their dancing.
And it's something that kind of transcends culture as well, because it's one of those things like smiling that seems to be like a universal thing that humans do no matter where in the world you are from or your background, like without necessarily even having learnt music or learnt like ways of engaging with music. Clapping seems to be a very innate way of responding to that.
Yeah. You know, it doesn't always necessarily mean applause. You know,
no,
some cultures,
yeah,
that's true. And I think about in Samoa, you know, there's two types of hand clapping and they have two different names. And they're getting more complex. I'm sure there's cultures where there's more.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's a fascinating thing, though, when it does end up in pop music. I'm going to hit the first track. It's quite a lot of, like, human sounds in this. The breathing, too, is quite... It's quite a lot with headphones on. What are we listening to here, Kirsten?
So this is The Cure, from 1985, Close to Me. And interesting thing is, they are sort of, you know, they were a proto-goth band. Now, you can hear elements of their new wave because there's a little peppier. But in some ways, they were kind of parodying pop songs by making, you know, good pop songs, but based on their depressing ideas. So the clapping's really funny. You know, you can see rooms of goth, literally, you know, doing the claps in this song.
And it so makes the song, I mean, this is a great song anyway, but there's so many little bits, like even this little melody there, it's very percussive, and that clapping really does sort of add to the texture of the song.
Well, yeah, and I, you know, it'd be interesting to do a little survey. How many of you, if you're dancing to it, you know, start bouncing to it, you start doing the little claps, you know?
Yeah.
And you know, when you're dancing, public social dancing, you know, you see each other clapping and you look at each other and everyone's showing that they've got the claps. It's better than the thumbs. Better than showing doing the thumb thing while you dance. Do the claps.
The little, like, boogie thumbs, yeah.
Yeah.
How does everyone feel about that thing that inevitably happens when an audience is clapping along to a song live and it turns into the, like, unified clapping on the beat? You know, so it's like the last song of a band in their set, and everyone's like clapping away, and then suddenly it's like,
oh, it merges
and it becomes a big, like, everyone's clapping at the same time. Personally, I find it very stressful when that happens.
Really?
Well, you can see the musicians' faces when they don't like the time that the crowd is clapping.
Yeah.
And they're like, bro, I would have liked to keep my own time as to what I think it should be. And they're like, oh.
But
it's so awkward.
It's really hard when that happens, though, because it's like crowd mentality. You either have to go with it or just stop clapping, you know? It's like... Oh.
And you don't want to be the first person to stop clapping.
No, especially
nor
if you're
the first person to start.
Oh, I quite often
just
am the first person
just
to start.
Really?
I feel. Yeah. I'd rather be the
joined.
First.
Wait.
Clapping is something you want to be a sheep in.
Someone says, hooked on classics during the 80s and a lot of hand clapping in that as well. It seems like there was a period. People saying Bowie had a lot of clapping in there as well, in some of his tracks. James Murphy. It's kind of, was there a phase of hand clapping, or is it just something that's always been in music, Kirsten?
Well, if you'd like to know, well, in the 70s, disco was really, really big into hand clapping, and you think about the car wash song, you know. But back then they recorded clapping, you know, the groups of people clapping and record it. And I do think the sort of Bowie and the Cure thing was kind of playing, you know, they were playing with pop music, you know, trying to keep a sort of a darkness and an edge, but also, you know, enjoying it and doing pop music. But see, then in the 80s, you started to get the drum machine clapping, the TR-808.
Yes, and that's a totally different space in and of itself. We've also had someone text in and say George Michael's Faith, and also that Close to Me sounds quite a bit like George Michael's Faith, and it's got the clapping in it there too. Those are pop musicians who are borrowing from like gospel as well, which has got a huge in the church clapping tradition too.
Oh, that's right, the group clapping. Now this one, this is contentious for me because y'all chose this one.
We got last week when you said we were going to talk about clapping, we got so many texts about this song. Which is the hand clapping song by The Meters. And it is like a stone cold clapping classic, I guess. It's in the name.
Yeah.
But it is also, you know, a certain fast food brand's now very recognizable jingle.
Yes.
I know. I don't know if that's ruined it for me.
What happens, do you reckon, Kirsten, when songs get used in commercials and kind of take on this new life? Do you think that that's a problem for artists?
Yes, I do. It's forever associated with chicken.
But it's a great song.
Such a good song. Such a good band. This is The Meters, and they were kind of overlooked and not sort of as famous as they could have been, but musicians like them, and they were part of the really proto-early funk, and they're from New Orleans, and one of the Neville brothers was in the band.
True,
and,
So
apparently a lot of also gets overlooked as the sort of New Orleans input into funk. They had a lot of funk bands around that time. You know, became superseded Parliament and James Brown, but these guys are part of the New Orleans funk.
We're getting some texts for local clapping tracks. Chris Knox, Love Not Given Lightly, has got good clapping in it. Someone says Marijuana Bee by Voom has a great clap break, especially great when it's done live and the crowd gets into it. I can see that would be really fun, actually.
Well, yeah, because clapping, there's a lot of clapping games. I don't know if you guys did it when you were kids.
Yes,
you know, clapping.
Totally.
Tons of that. And now a lot of people copied the African-American women thing of clapping while you speak.
It's a punctuation. Yeah. I find as well, you know, as an audience, it's actually a really easy, no pressure way of being engaged with what's happening on the stage too, because you're not, you know, you're not being asked to sing along necessarily, but you're able to show your engagement with the music through a thing that's not going to necessarily embarrass you in front of the person next to you. your new date that you've taken to the gig. Hearing you sing, you know.
And also, even if you don't want to quite dance, you can just step side to side and clap.
Exactly.
You know, step side to side and clap. It's a little mini.
I think this song, the way that the clapping and the bass play with each other is really cool. Okay, so we've got The Meters here, and then the last track you've given us this morning is the wonderful Patrice Rushen. Now, what's going on with the clapping in this song, Kirsten?
Well, I think she's got a clap and a snap at the same time. You can hear it. I think they've layered it. But maybe not. Maybe it's just some really snappy clapping.
It almost sounds like it's got some gated reverb on it or something.
Well, and you can still hear that it's live because they're not all coming in at the same time.
Yeah.
It's a really nice fat clap.
Someone says that in Roman times, applause was done by snapping your fingers as an alternative to clapping, which I guess is still something that the poetry community does.
Yeah, that's right. As we say, Roman times, my goodness, yes. Now, after so the 80s, you got your big TR-808 phase, which maybe we could have our own show in the TR-808s, and because the clapping was just coming out of your drum machine, it started to do some quite awkward claps that humans probably weren't capable of doing, you know, really constant ones. But then after the 90s, now they're samples.
Yeah, okay, right.
And so people might sample this hand clap. You know, sample it because these folks have already gone through the trouble of having a lovely room, lovely mics,
yes,
a group of people recording a really good, crisp clap. And so this song's been sampled countless times, and some of it will be like literally just the hand clap.
So have you got any examples of songs that have borrowed the hand clapping from this Patrice track?
No, not this one. I've had a lot of Meters ones.
Oh, yeah. Who's borrowed the Meters clapping?
Oh, they had like Wu-Tang Clan and Jay Dilla and Tribe Called Quest. And
far out.
In fact, it's one of their other songs, Sissy Strut. It's like one of the most sampled songs ever.
Yeah, yeah. This track, of course, had a second life as the Men in Black track as well.
Well, yeah. It was, you know, he built the whole song on it. And what did he do for the video? You know, they do a little dance to it with the claps, you know?
Yes.
And I guess it's part of the physical embodiment of music. You know,
it is, yeah, yeah.
We have the intellectual, you know, we listen to the words and the pleasurable things, you know, the notes and sounds. But we also like to engage physiologically with our whole bodies.
And I guess we've talked a little bit about like folk traditions and the type of sounds that have kind of like come a long way and retained their use in pop music because they're just like very innate in the way we perform them. And I guess clapping's one of those things as well. You don't need an instrument to have that be something that you can contribute to a song.
Absolutely,
or
to
a performance. Yeah.
Yeah, so it's something you could do with a cappella. Or you even think about stadiums and sports crowds and the song We Will Rock You that you can do with just the clap.
Yeah.
You know, just having a huge crowd. So you can hear this disco clap.
Yeah.
On the 2 and the 4. Really strong.
And a good bit of saxophone.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you for bringing us hand clapping today, Kirsten. Where are we going to go next week?
Daisy Indy.
Desi Indy.
Desi as in the Desi people. People from India that are all over the world. Desi. Desi.
Desi. Okay, I'm cool.
D-E-S-I.
Oh, okay.
They're indie music. Desi Indy.
Okay, that sounds like something I do not know, so I'm excited to learn about it
next week,
Kirsten. Thank you very much.
Okay.
Have a lovely, lovely rest of your day, and we'll talk to you next week.
All right, bye.
That was Travelling Tunes with Dr. Kirsten Zimpke.